I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show.
Stayallday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively. With that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work on Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. Now, that's DreAllDay.com/audible. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. You're welcome. Welcome to the show that teaches you the discipline of showing up day after day to do the work, the confidence of putting yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness of continuing to show up, doing the work, even when the success you expected has yet to arrive at the scheduled time and the scheduled location. On top of all of that, a huge dose of personal initiative, the go-getter energy that has you going and making things happen instead of waiting for them to happen. We put all this together. You have the Work on Your Game podcast. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day, and today's topic is respecting your work. Respect the work that you do. Respect the work that you're putting in. Respect the effort that you put into it. Respect the investments that you have made of time, money, attention, focus, and energy that we talked about a couple days ago. Respect your work. In the movie Terrible Bosses, if any of you ever saw that movie called Terrible Bosses, maybe you remember the time when, I believe Kevin Spacey is his name, the character, he's outside jogging in his neighborhood and he notices, or at least he thinks, he suspects that someone had dropped some litter, a candy wrapper or something, on the ground in his neighborhood. He picks up the trash and he starts chasing after this guy in a car to let him know, hey, it's not okay for you to litter in my neighborhood. He was respecting the work of the place that he lived. And even if you didn't see the movie, the point is still the same thing. The metaphor is you see anything going on around you, something that is yours, something that you have touched, something that you own, something that you give a damn about, you got to have enough respect for it that you don't allow anyone else to disrespect it. You don't allow anyone else to tarnish it. You don't allow anyone else to make it look bad. You take it personal. If you take it personal and if you need to confront somebody, then you confront them. But you need to treat your work, your stuff, your name, your brand, because all of us have a brand. Anything that you do, you got to treat it the same way. You should take it personal how that work is presented, how people feel about it, how people are looking at it, and what is being done to, for, around, and within it, and under it, and above it, to the left and to the right of it, because it has your name on it. In the end, people are going to judge you off of it. They're going to look at it and they're going to attach it to you because it's your name on it. People are going to look at a neighborhood like this guy in the movie that I'm talking about. He knew that people will look at that neighborhood and judge it and value that neighborhood based on what they can see. So if they see trash on the ground, they see someone dropping trash on the ground and no one cares, then they're going to think, okay, that's what this neighborhood is about. It's going to be worth a little bit less than a neighborhood where it's pristine, clean, and there's no trash anywhere because everybody respects it. So that's what we're talking about here today, respecting yourself, your work, anything you touch at the same level this guy did, this fictional story in this movie. Number one, If your name is on it, fight for how you want it represented. If your name is on something that you are putting out, something that you wrote, something that you recorded, something that you said, something that you did, something that you may have been a part of, anything that has your name on it, because if it has your name on it, people are going to attach it to you. People will judge you off of what you have put out, what you produce, what you do. Even if it's not 100% of what you do, even if you have very little to do with it, if your name is on it, that means you better fight for how it is represented, because that is how it is represented to people, as how they will represent it to themselves. That's going to become their perception of you. You got to fight for the way you want things represented. Right now, I'm working on a few things, working with a couple companies and some things that are going to have my name on it, and I want to have it represented a certain way. And there's been some conversations that have not gone as pleasantly maybe as some people have wanted them to go, because I want things represented a certain way when it has my name on it. If it has my brand on it, it's going to be represented the way that I want it to be represented. And that's just the bottom line of how I look at things. And this is the way that I want you to start looking at things, because people will judge you based on how they perceive you, and their perception is based on what they can see. Only things that they can see are the things that they're going to base it on. If they can't base it on things that they can't see, there may be things that you know about you that other people don't know, because they're not out there. All they're going to judge you on is what's out there. So you better be very, very careful of what's out there that has your name on it. If it does have your name on it and you have a say in it, at least today moving forward, fight for how you want it represented. And if there's anything you can change from the past, go back and change it. If you can't, you can't. But fight for how you want things represented. And you can be, this is an area where I strongly suggest you be unreasonable and completely illogical in these conversations, or completely illogical in the way that you think, the way that you approach things. Be completely unreasonable when people are trying to get you to compromise on things that have your name on it, because your name will be attached to it forever. Okay, I think I've said that enough that you really understand what I'm saying. Be unreasonable with it. You don't have to follow logic. It doesn't have to make perfect sense. If it has your name on it, fight for it. Point number two. In order for you to do that, though, in order for you to fight for how you want things represented, or how you want your name out there, or how things are going to be put out there, you got to be clear on what you're about. What are your principles? What are you really about? What are your non-negotiables? Do you even know? Right now, if you were to look at yourself in anything that you do, if you were to write a book, or you were to make a video, or you were to have a website, or you're going to go stand on a stage, or you're going to go make some clothing, some merchandise, what are you about? What do you want people to think and feel when they see your stuff, or hear your stuff, or read your stuff, or feel your stuff, or eat your stuff if you're making food? What is it? What are you about? What are your principles? What are your non-negotiables? What are the things that you say, okay, no matter what we do, this right here needs to be this way? Do you have any non-negotiables? Do you have any principles? Do you know exactly what you're about and what you want to represent? What you want people to say when your name is brought up and you're not in the room? Because that's what your brand is, right? What people say about you when you're not around, so they don't have to tailor their words because they don't want to upset you or offend you, or they just want to say things to make you feel good. What is your brand about? Do you even know? And the more clear you are on this answer, the easier it is to know when to compromise and when not to. Simple as that. When you are 100% clear, all right, this is what I'm about, these are non-negotiables, I will be completely unreasonable and a complete asshole about making these go the way that I want them to go. The clearer you are about that, the easier it is to know when you can say, okay, you know what, I'm open to your ideas. Let's see what you have to say here. Let's make this a collaborative effort and see where we can work and find a common ground that makes sense, some balance in the situation. And you also know when to say, no, this is not a collaboration. No, I'm not taking your input. No, I don't give a damn what you said or this person over there said. This is the way that I want it, and I'm not negotiating on this, and that's where I stand. You got to know the difference between one and the other. I mean, you don't want to be completely unreasonable and not open to anyone else's ideas on everything. And at the same time, you don't want to just be open and allow people to shape your image and your name and your brand however they want it all the time either. You need to know which battles to fight and which ones to say, okay, let me see where you're going with it. Let me see what that one does. You got to know the difference between the two. That's point number two. And this today's topic, again, is respecting your work. And again, as I talked about in the previous episode of the show, which you can listen to at dreallday.com/podcast. That's dreallday.com/podcast. People judge you by what you do. People do not judge you by who you are. They judge you by what you do. Even though someone made up a dumb cliche that says it's what I do, but it's not who I am, makes no sense. What you do is who you are to everyone other than you. Okay, someone can tweet that one to me. That's a good quote right there. Quote it at Dre All Day on Twitter. What you do is who you are to everyone other than you. So you may do some things that you think is just some throwaway action that nobody's going to care about. But to other people, that's all they know about you is what they saw you do or what they heard you did. That's who you are to them. So you better be very careful about what you do because people will judge you by what you do. And some people only take a small piece of what you do and try to judge you off that. It doesn't mean your whole life needs to be centered around that person or you got to try to fight their perception because some people are going to think what they want to think. But understand what you do is who you are to everyone else. So the things that you do are very, very important. Okay, today's topic, again, is respecting your work. Point number three, make an example of yourself. What does that mean? Make an example of yourself. It means if your kids or your future kids, if you don't have any kids or anyone in your family 10 generations from now or anyone around you who you want them to do the right thing, you may be trying to help them by giving them some information. Maybe you put them on to the Work On Your Game podcast, your little brother, your cousin, your sister, your child, whatever the situation is. If that person, whoever that is that you want to help out, someone you want to see do really well in life, if they were to go through their entire lives doing only what you do, if they were to just follow your example, I don't mean necessarily do the specific things you do, but just follow your example of the way you conduct yourself and the way that you do things. If they were to follow your example that you're setting right now with your own actions of how to treat their name, of how to treat their likeness, how to treat their efforts, how to treat anything that has their name on it, what would they get as a result? What would their outcome be if they were following your example 100% to the letter? Would you be proud of it? Would you be proud of the outcome they got by following the example that you're setting with the way you're conducting yourself today? We can't do anything about yesterday or 3 weeks ago, but today, the way you're conducting yourself today moving forward, if the people who you wanted to help out in life, the people who you wanted to set an example for, were to just follow your example to the letter 100%, your effort, the way you represent yourself, the way that you fight for what is important to you, the way that you respect your work, if they were to follow you, what kind of outcome would they get? Are you proud of that outcome or are you not? And if you're not, then you know what you need to do. Let's recap today's topic, which is respecting your work. Number one, if your name is on it, fight for how you want it. Fight for how you want it represented. Be unreasonable. Be illogical because your name will be forever attached and people will judge you based on what they see, not on who you are, not on the content of your character or none of that. They're going to judge you on what they see you doing. And all they can go off of is what's in front of them. Point number two, know what you're about. What are your principles? What are your non-negotiables? And the more clear you are on these, the easier it is to know when to compromise and when to be open-minded. And also when to not compromise, when to be a jerk, when to be an ass, when to be unreasonable and say, no, I'm not hearing none of that. This is what I want. Number three, make an example of yourself. Look at yourself as the example for your children, for your little brother or sister, for your cousin, for the kids that you know in the neighborhood, for anyone who may come to know you in the future and is going to look up to you maybe as a role model, as someone that they can say, you know what, if I do things like this person did, I can be successful. Think of that person and ask yourself, if they were to follow your example from today forward, what kind of outcome would they get in life? They were to follow your example of how you respect your work and the things that have your name on it. What kind of life would that person have? And if you don't like that answer, you know what you need to do different. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. You're welcome. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work On Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.